Let us now rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, in addition to the list that we have in our bulletin, we'll also be praying for James McDonald as his father passed away yesterday. Also for Gordon Ross, who was baptized, became a child of God on Friday, just 2 days ago. And also for Sharon and Anna that called this morning and asking for prayers for some health challenges. Let's bow our heads in prayer. As the Lord's treasured possession, a people loved and redeemed through our Lord Jesus, let us bring acclamations of praise, cries for justice, pleas for mercy, and requests for peace for all those in need in our lonely and broken world and for ourselves. Lord, your steadfast love sustains the church throughout the world. Strengthen the church wherever two or three are gathered in your name. Guide the church into all truth. Empower our proclamation of the gospel so that the world may know the joy of your kingdom. Bless the work of missionaries and church leaders. Enable all congregations to be sources of God's love and redemption to the people in the communities in which they live. God of steadfast love, hear our prayer. You promise that nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Jesus. Guide the rulers of our nation and all of the nations of the world toward justice, wisdom, mercy, and peace. Watch over our military personnel and make your comforting presence known to their families. Protect innocent people in war-torn nations. Preserve us from acts of terrorism. Reconcile us with our enemies. God of steadfast love, hear our prayer. You work all things together for good for those who love you. Let your love sustain and encourage those who are facing health troubles. Especially today, Lord, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Warren, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Sandy, Don, Jimmy, Johanna, Rachel, Addie, Don, and the family of Frank. Lord, today we also lift up James McDonald and his family as they mourn the loss of James' father. Also for Sharon and Anna with some health challenges just within the last couple days. And Lord, also a thanksgiving for you bringing in Gordon Ross to your kingdom as one of your precious children. Bless those who are in danger, those who are feeling lonely or depressed, and those who feel separated from you. Help them to see that even in the midst of suffering, you are there, and that nothing in all creation can separate them from your love for us in Christ Jesus. God of steadfast love, hear our prayer. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. God of steadfast love, hear our prayer. We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us. We pray these things through Jesus our Lord. Amen.